Our next guest on the program to preview his book of rides across the weekend is Michael McNabb. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, team. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good. G'day, Michael Butch here, regular attendee here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Let's have a look at the rides at Trentham, one of those good days where there's plenty of money up and you get a chance to play for it. Righto, race one, Kohiroa. We spoke with Andrew Forsman. She's a gorgeous horse, this. He's got the nice barrier draw. He wasn't convinced that the 1,200 down the chute was ideal, but he did say he's a very nice horse.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse. I'd probably be the same. The distance would be the only query. Other than that, he's got good ability, and I'm sure he'll be competitive. It's not a little bit too sharp for him.
Yeah, that's right. I think he's one to follow into the future. He's a beautiful example of the thoroughbred. Righto, race two, Lord Donovan for John Wheeler here. Look, it's three runs back. This preparation have been very good. Katie Hercock has been doing the riding. You pick up the ride on this occasion. Look, the distance record, he's only once been out of the money. In fact, never out of the money over the distance here in nine goes. So he's going to be right in it again.
Yeah, he'll be right in it. Back from the mile would be my only question, but first time on him, so looking forward to riding him. He's obviously a really consistent galloper.
Yeah, and I don't reckon we'll bother questioning J.R. Wheeler. We'll leave it to his training genius to try and sort out, shall we?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Righto, race three, Michael, another one that I think's got to be a big chance. It's the favourite on the fixed odds options at $4.50. Mayazawa got a good barrier draw out of a really good mare in St. Jesse, and she's lightly tried with tons of ability.
Yep. Two runs this prep have been really good. She obviously won, and then probably unlucky not to win last start. In a race, and she's in a race on Saturday off a good gate that looks a winnable one for her.
Righto, race number four, one of the features, first of the features. I thought this horse has come up at a crazy price on what he's got going for him. He's by Tavistock. He's had a run at the distance. I know it was a wet track and he was well beaten, but I thought his run was very good over ground. He's come up at $14 and $4. Yes, just as sharp's going to be awfully hard to beat, but I reckon the way Chad's going, he could be pretty competitive without a stock.
Yeah, obviously won really well on a good track and then caught that heavy track the other day, but he showed a good bit of heart to stick on and run second, and the Chad's flying.
Mm. As someone that doesn't mind a bet, I like having a bet second time when they're over ground. They just tend to sometimes take that first one up in distance, and then they're better the second time over ground. Is that the impression maybe that we get with this horse?
Yeah, I 100% think so. He wanted to overdo it a little bit in the early stages the other day, so he should have learned from that, and he'll be, I reckon he'll be really competitive on Saturday.
Yeah, so do I, at a good price, right? We might have to have something on him for a place at least. Val de Soldo, she's been building to a nice run. She gets into a race again that's, winnable, really. This is dramatic. Yes, will be hard to beat on the strength of that win, but does have to step up to 2,100 metres. Val de Soldo, 2,100 metres is right in her wheelhouse. She was close up and beaten, less than half a length last time behind Wolfgang and Enright. And she slides into this from the one gate. You'd have to give her a nice chance.
Yeah, ultra consistent mare. Never let you down on race day. Good gate. Looks a winnable race. Obviously, the favourite be hard to beat, but as you said, it's got to go up and trip. Whereas my little mare, she's good at the distance.
So from the gate, is she posse up just in behind the speed?
Yeah, she's got good gate speed. So yeah, she'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, should take the trail, I thought, or close to it from there. Righto, race seven, the feature on the card, Michael. You ride a really nice filly here in Archaic Smile. She's only been to Trentham once for a win on that occasion. Didn't have much luck last time, but two starts ago. Last time at Ellerslie, she was really good in the Group 1. Gee, she's got to be a chance again, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she's a massive chance on Saturday. Probably just didn't suit the right-handed last start as well as, obviously, first start right-handed. She wasn't real good off the turn, and I thought that's where Velocious got away on her a bit. She was solid late, gets back down to Trenton where she's won. A little bit of cut in the track's going to be ideal. She ticks a lot of boxes.
Any query at the 1400 or the way that she was through the line the other day, you would tend to think that 1400 is going to be no problem?
Oh, I think it'll be right up her alley. I think she'll love the 1400.
Right, it's as good a field as we've had in a two-year-old race for a while. I think it brings together some different form lines, but I think a very, very strong two-year-old race.
Yeah, definitely is a very strong two-year-old race. Obviously, you've got the benchmark and Velocious. Captured by Love, it's been outstanding all season. And there's a couple of others sort of new coming into the race that look good chances as well.
For sure. No, it's certainly worthy of that Group 1. Righto, you ride a horse that's been so very good to the Sharrock stable. He's won 12 races. He's won nearly $500,000. This bloke who goes by the name of Just Ask Me, it'll be a remarkable performance if he could be winning on Saturday, though.
Yeah, it would be. He's got the big weight, obviously the 1400, and he likes it a bit softer, but he's a horse that when you think he can't win, he does win. So looking forward to getting on the old boy's back.
Yeah, I bet you. Look, there's going to be a nice weight for age race in him as we get into the winter, a race at Whanganui or something, one at that weight for age race there. It'd be awfully hard to beat again if he's anywhere near some form. And yep, 12 wins, quite a super old winter galloper he has been. And in the last, Michael, you ride one for the Foot Stable, who are going well. Nancy, she wrote, been a little bit of money for her as well. Was a good second last time, and she's going to be competitive. You didn't ride her last time, but you had ridden her the two starts before, including a win here at Tarapa.
Yeah, she won really well at Tarapa. Caught off the track a bit at next start, and then obviously I didn't ride her last start, but she was really good and behind a really progressive horse in Nereus. And I'd say this field looks a little bit weaker, so it looks a good race for her. She should run well.
Yeah, we'll get a form line around Nereus. He runs in the Awapuni Gold Cup earlier in the day, so if he's pretty competitive in that, which there's no reason why he won't be, the form around Nancy she rode in the last might be just ideal. Michael, a nice book of rides. What do you reckon's the best of them at Trentham?
Archaic Smile.
Archaic Smile in the Group 1. Well, that'd be the best one to win anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the only one you'd need to win.
Hey, look, safe riding out there. Appreciate your time here on Breakfast with the Kiwis, and I look forward to catching up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, Butcher, you have a good day. Thanks for having me on.